Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today's subject is Divine Healing, Part 5. And within this subject, we're dealing with the topic still called the Traditions of Men. Before we go into more examples of the traditions of men, let me remind you of the scripture, Matthew chapter 15, verse 6 from the Amplified Bible. And it says, "So for the sake of your tradition, the rules handed down by your forefathers, you have set aside the word of God, depriving it of its force and authority and making it to no effect or of no effect. The traditions of man will neutralize the word of God and the power of the word of God, and that's something that God wants us to know about and to avoid. Therefore, we need to have the word of God in our heart to understand what the word says against what the world says through the traditions of men." Let's now go to the fourth tradition of man, and it's called God gets the glory out of your sicknesses. This tradition places you in a state of non-resistance. And how can you go to God for healing if you think he's the one who's made you sick to get the glory? Even people in the world would not accept this God based on this system. The world does not want more suffering. They are looking for a way out of their suffering and not a way into it. They are looking for the answer. God is glorified when we bear much fruit, when we command cancer to come off your body or off another person, as in John chapter 15, verses 7 and 8. Let me now read that for you. In John chapter 15, verses 7 and 8, "If you live in me and my words live in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples." Let us now go to a scripture called Matthew chapter 15, verses 30 to 31. This is where God gets the glory when the dumb speak, the maimed are made whole, and the lame walk, and the blind see. Matthew chapter 15, verses 30 to 31. But let me start at verse 29. "Jesus departed from there, skirted the Sea of Galilee, and went up on the mountain and sat down there. Then great multitudes came to him, having with them the blind, the maimed, the mute, the maimed, and many others, and they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. So the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speak, the maimed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel." We see here quite clearly that God gets the glory when people are healed. The Bible says that, the Word of God says that, the Word of Truth says that. God gets glory when people are healed. He does not get glory when people are sick and suffering. That's a tradition of man. Let us now go to the fifth tradition of man. And it says, "All bad things work together for good." This is a total misunderstanding and a misconception of the word of God. We have to go and understand that this tradition places you in a state of non-resistance. This is only talking about intercessory prayer in Romans chapter 8, verses 26 to 28. It is talking about all things operating in the church and the gifts. The things that the devil does to you are not for your good, but they are there to destroy you. Cancer does not work for your good, but if we involve God in every situation that comes along, then God can help us turn that bad situation into good. But this tradition of man is really out of context. And let me read the scripture to you, Romans chapter 8, verses 26 to 28. Verse 26, "Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the heart knows the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purposes." In these scriptures, it's talking about all things work for the good. And it's talking about the intercessory prayer. It's not talking about problems and sickness and disease and catastrophes. This scripture has been taken out of context and misrepresented. Quite clearly, it's talking about the gifts in the church. It's talking about intercessory prayer, the scriptures before the main scripture. In this tradition of man that says all bad things work together for your good, this is not correct. It's a total misunderstanding and misrepresentation of that scripture. It puts a person in a place of non-resistance. The believer must understand that bad things do not work for your good. They are there to hurt you and to destroy you. A very simple saying that I've heard over the years, bad things come from the devil, good things come from God. Let us now go to the sixth tradition of man, and it's called, if it be your will. Often we hear this in church circles. When people don't know the word of God, when they don't know the will of God, they say, God, if it be your will, you can heal me. But when they know the word of God, it says, by his stripes you are healed. So we come to a point where we have to know the will of God, and we don't say, if it be your will. Over my years in ministry, I've heard this often. People who don't know the Bible properly, who don't know the promises of God, they will say, oh God, if it's your will, you can heal me. God, if it's your will, you can bring me into prosperity out of debt. But they don't know the word of God. God does not want us to say, if it be your will. He wants us to return his word to him, the promise of God to him in faith, so he can operate on that word and make it come to pass. If we say, if it be your will, this is a way to die young. This is praying in unbelief. There is no faith involved in this statement. There is only doubt and unbelief. And doubt and unbelief will neutralize your faith. Faith must be involved for the healing to take place. When a person is praying for healing for another person and they say, Lord, if it be your will, you can heal this person praying does not really understand it is God's will for healing. If it be your will, this is used for a prayer of dedication if you do not know the real will of God. For example, if you're going to another country to live, and that's not in the Bible as a promise, that you say, Lord, if it be your will, am I going to the right country? This is where if it be your will is used in the correct place and context. Thank you for being with me today in this subject. God bless. Until next time.